Now, Chapter 6, Part 3, Big Rock Candy Mountain.
He was one of the most gifted singers to emerge during the talent-lean second half of the 50s, and one of the most successful. And yet, by late 1967, Bobby Darin was taking a rather dim retrospective view of the colorful career that had carried him to the Copacabana in New York, to the Sahara in Vegas, to a mansion in Beverly Hills, and a marriage, albeit a broken one, to a reigning princess of the silver screen.
I had such limited views, direction, such a narrow beam of light that I was looking through and traveling on, that the first hit record was an immediate, then was, okay, now I've got to get the second one and the third one. And when you say, where was my head at in Splish Splash, that's what sounded to me like it would be a hit record. And I went in and did it. So, and Queen of the Hop sounded like it would be a hit record.
Splish Splash was a driving, mildly humorous rock novelty that climbed as high as number 4 on the national charts. Early in the Morning, to quote Bobby, was real gospel. I Got a Woman changes. Queen of the Hop had more of a New Orleans kind of flavor to it.
Well, you can talk about your Julie and your Peggy Sue. You can keep your Miss Molly and your Mary Lou. When it comes to the chicken or the doing about, I got a girl they call the Queen of the Hop. I will love my queen.
But in contrast to much of the out-and-out junk that passed for hit material in 1958, the early Darin singles were always catchy, usually somewhat imaginative, and consistently well-produced. And Dream Lover, another of Bobby's compositions, was one of the more sophisticated entries in the pop sweepstakes of 1959.
I had just discovered the C, A minor, F, G7 changes on the piano. And they usually played down, bum, down, bum, like that, you see. And I stretched them out. I went boom, dum, 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 boom, dum, boom, dum, and I liked that space that I felt in there. And I don't know why. And I said, every night I hope and pray a dream lover comes. And it just flowed. Because usually, all of the songs that I've written that are hits, have been hits, have flowed out just like that. Whether I'm playing guitar and writing and or piano and writing, it just happens. Then to go in and record, I knew it had, I felt it should have some voices and some strings. So that was a little bigger date than I'd been used to doing.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way. A girl to hold in my arms and know the magic of her charms. Cause I want a girl to call.
We did 32 takes on the song because we couldn't get, in that particular afternoon, couldn't get this, everybody to gel. When I listen to the record today, I think it was a well-produced record, overproduced for today's market, you see. I think it's a much more simple market today. But simple song with a simple idea that everybody could relate to, looking for that love of my life that would make me happy. And that's what Dream Lover is all about.
Dream Lover, until then, I'll go to sleep and dream again.
Performers who had influenced him came from both sides of the generation gap. Ray Charles from R&B, Frank Sinatra, Al Jolson, and Bing Crosby from mainstream pop via Tin Pan Alley. But it was Sinatra with whom he was most frequently compared. In his first album, a tantalizing departure from the singles hits, it was readily apparent that Bobby Darin had paid close attention to certain lessons of the masters. Like phrasing.
And when I went in to do the That's All album, which had Mac the Knife in it, that was clearly and simply designed to show some people that I could do something else other than this rock and roll thing. Now, if somebody wants to get super analytical, they can say that's because you were putting down the rock and roll thing. I don't deny it. I was. But in knowing what I wanted to do, I wasn't afraid to sacrifice what had already been done.
However,
when they wanted to put Mac the Knife out as a single, I argued. I said, don't do that. You'll hurt everything I've got going. Because to me, it was such a man running on the treadmill. Ain't going nowhere. You know, not inside, I wasn't going any place at all. And I was just covering it and ducking it and dodging all the inner feelings because money was rolling in, people were talking about me, you know, starting to become the celebrity that I'd wanted to become all my life. And a lot of the truths that existed at that time were just buried. Now, it takes a degree of coldness, if you have the innards anyway, to bring them back out, to let them resurface.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe. Scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe. So there's never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round a corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackey's back in town. Now you hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Ho, ho, yes, Sugi Tawdry, ooh, Miss Lottie Lenya, and old Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe. Now that Maggie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, oh, Sugi Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lenya. And old Lucy Brown, yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back.
Now my attitude is very simple. I must do what artistically pleases me, you see, and not worry about the second day or the 5 days. I don't have any rash. I don't have to worry about it. You know what I'm saying?
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me have my baby. If a tinker were my trade, would you still find me carrying the pots I made, following behind me? Save my love through loneliness, save my love for sorrow. I've given you my onlyness, come and give me your tomorrow. If I work my hands in wood, would you still love me? Answer me, baby, yes I would. I'll put you above me. If I were a miller at a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your color bars, your soft shoes shining? If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? Would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
The Pop Chronicles will continue in a moment.